Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The big day is finally here. It's Solar Eclipse 2024. Millions of people are traveling to get a better view of the event. What to expect if you're hitting the road this morning.
And the St. Louis Science Center putting on a show ahead of today's eclipse. How you can get in on the action and not be left out in the dark.
Enjoy the eclipse with music, food, or even themed cocktails. Yeah, where eclipse watch parties are taking place across the bi-state. Good morning and welcome in on this Monday, April 8th. You are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. We have eclipse team coverage this morning. The Power of Two's Laura Simon live at the St. Louis Science Center. Chris Renier in East St. Louis with some tips for you if you're driving. And first, we're going to go to the birthday girl, Angela Huddy, on the Lakeside Renovation and Design weather deck with what you need to know about the weather leading up to the solar eclipse. Hey, Angela.
And I think Mother Nature is going to be nice both to my birthday and to our big celestial event. Excuse me. I'm all choked up about it. I'm so excited. It is eclipse day. Wow. And the good news is that our storms are gone from last night. And you got to see a little bit of cloud cover starting to build in towards Springfield. That's that next kind of round of high cloudiness, though, that we are watching for eclipse time. So I do think there'll be some high cirrus level clouds. How thick they'll be will impact our viewing. I think they'll be a little thicker closer to that Arkansas border. But I think closer to the St. Louis area, we could get into just some marginal still to good viewing here. Remember, temperatures will be quite warm in the 70s at eclipse time. But when we reach totality around 2 p.m., we will see temperatures drop by about 10 to maybe as much as 15 degrees in that path to totality, which, again, will be just south of the St. Louis area. Much more on your forecast beyond today, looking a little wetter, coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Commuters on 270, get ready to pack some patience. Heading towards Olive Boulevard this morning, your southbound direction starting to get heavy. And here's the note, from this point all the way to 64, this is probably only going to get worse. Starting up today, you've got east and westbound various lane closures starting up. Considering this is a 24-hour closure going on 7 days a week, again, add minutes to the commute if you're taking 270 today through Crave Course. Still, your speed sitting around 50 miles per hour at our 64 interchange. Moving eastward towards Richmond Heights, you're looking at a clear commute. Again, it's our eastbound travel moving into the city where I'm starting to see things slow. From that point to our 44 interchange, gonna take about 14 minutes right now. Your speed sitting around 63. Once you get there, no issues heading over into East St. Louis. That same deal for those moving into the metro. Back to you.
Well, today's solar eclipse could cause some challenges on the roads leading to areas of totality.
The Power of Two's Chris Renier is live in East St. Louis with what you can expect if you are planning to hit the road today. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Blair, good morning to you. John, good morning to you as well. You should expect to have to deal with some eclipse traffic. Major roadways like I-64 just above us expected to be pretty crowded with folks going to various destinations to see the eclipse. Take a look at the dynamic billboard just behind us here, warning drivers of some of those eclipse safety issues on the roadways before that driving rush really gets going. Authorities on both sides of the river have safety guidelines for drivers to follow. The Missouri Highway Patrol putting out a list of suggestions aimed at keeping people safe as you drive to your chosen eclipse viewing spot. The patrol says don't stop along an interstate or park on shoulders. Find a safe location to view the eclipse and get there early if you can. And of course, don't take photographs while you're driving. The patrol telling drivers to turn your headlights on. Don't rely on your automatic headlights as the eclipse nears. The patrol says drivers need to watch out for increased pedestrian traffic, especially along smaller roadways. Authorities say you should avoid travel during the actual eclipse. And don't wear eclipse glasses. Of course, when you're driving a car or operating a boat, make sure you have a full tank of gas. And finally, bring yourself some water and some snacks. You know, part of Missouri and Illinois, both in the path of totality for the solar eclipse. So you could see traffic on both sides of the river as today unfolds and people hit the road to get to their viewing spots. For now, live in East St. Louis, I'm Chris Vernier.
Thank you, Chris. 6:04 is your time right now. Well, during this once-in-a-generation event, a whole lot of families are going to be using it as an educational opportunity, John.
Well, let's check in with the Power of Two's Laura Simon. She continues our team coverage from the St. Louis Science Center with a rundown of today's events.
All right, we're going to check in with her in just a moment, but right now we're going to talk about how this is an opportunity for scientists to gather some information. Here's Chris Higgins.
The solar eclipse is more than just a spectacular visual event. It's actually a very rare opportunity for scientists to do very specific types of research, the kind of research that can only be done when the sun disappears for a short time in the middle of the day.
St. Louis University meteorologists are among the throngs of scientists preparing to capitalize on this rare astronomical event. They started making plans just as soon as the moon cleared the sun after the 2017 solar eclipse. They spent time Friday reviewing their plans and testing their equipment, which will include weather balloons and drones. Both will be launched into the shadow of the total eclipse to measure minute-by-minute fluctuations in all kinds of weather parameters. I'll be joining the team Monday at Trail of Tears State Park in Jackson, Missouri. My job will be to capture mysterious shadow lines that often appear in the moments before totality.
Now, the team tells me that no matter the weather, their research will go on. They'll be launching those balloons and those drones to get accurate readings of the weather. From the Fox 2 Weather Lab, I'm extreme weather specialist Chris Higgins.
All right. And now let's go to the Power of Two's Laura Simon. She's ready to talk about this excitement. Do you have your glasses yet, Laura?
I have a pair, John. I'm so excited. And Chris Renier was saying, don't drive with these on. That is some solid advice because you cannot see
you
out
see
of these
thing.
Things right now. Just FYI. Yes, can't see a thing. But you will get these for free if you head out to the St. Louis Science Center today. They have events going on all day long. Beginning at noon, you can watch the NASA live stream inside of the planetarium's auditorium. So that'll be pretty cool. And of course, if any weather situations happen and it's harder to see it, you can always watch it on the NASA live stream. There's also a link to that on the Science Center's website. And beginning around 1:30 this afternoon, people are going to step outside when we go close to totality. People can put those glasses on and see the eclipse. So the path of totality actually lies just south of St. Louis. So you got to go roughly an hour south or southeast of St. Louis in order to see the total solar eclipse, but we'll still be within 99% of obscurity. And Will Snyder with the St. Louis Science Center says that he would encourage anyone who can to travel to totality since we are just so close to it. But the moon is going to completely obscure the sun's rays and cast the earth into darkness for up to 80 minutes during the total solar eclipse crossing over the U.S. The planetarium itself here at the Science Center is taking several buses of people down to its path in Perryville. We've got a crew from Fox 2 following them down there too. But tickets for that sold out fast for the round trip transportation. But if you're wanting to explore the eclipse here at the planetarium, the Science Center is going to be open during its normal hours from 9:30 to 4:30 today.
Important thing to think of for today is to look up. Take a chance to look at this total eclipse that we're going to have and the partial eclipse that we're going to have. If you have a chance to come to the Science Center, we are going to be giving away solar eclipse glasses. We'll have viewings outside. But then in addition, we're just going to have our traditional opportunity to understand what the Science Center is. This is a great opportunity to understand that science really does have a place for everyone. And when you come to the Science Center, you can find that.
Doug Bolnick there, who you just heard from, coming in clutch, giving me the solar eclipse glasses. I'm so excited to watch it today myself. And we're going to be going inside the Science Center coming up in our next half hour, but they've been educating people throughout the weekend as well as to how and why an eclipse happens. So a really exciting time here. This is a free, family-friendly event. Reporting live here outside the Science Center in West St. Louis, I'm Laura Simon.
Well, it's happening because it's Angela's birthday.
Exactly the reason.
That's right.
All right. If you're looking for a watch party for the eclipse, there are several options, of course, across the bi-state. Food trucks and viewing sites are set up at Rand Lake in Benton, Illinois. The fun starts there at 10. Eckerd's Farm in Belleville starts their party at 11. They got live music and celestial-themed refreshments. In Collinsville, the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau, they're hosting a solar eclipse viewing party at Herald Square on 115 East Clay Street starting at noon. Also in Collinsville, the Cahokia Mounds invites you to view the eclipse from the historic site. While not in the path of totality, you can still see a partial eclipse starting at 12:43.
All right, heading to the space-themed Moonrise Hotel in the Del Mar Loop. They're having a rooftop party. It's 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. They have spacey cocktails and also food. All in downtown St. Louis, there's the 360 rooftop bar next to Busch Stadium, hosting an eclipse party starting at 1. And then passengers on this afternoon's St. Louis riverboat cruise get to view the eclipse from the middle of the Mississippi. Now, that's sold out, unfortunately. Visitors to the Rock Hill Library have an opportunity to enjoy snacks during its party on the patio from 1:30 to 2:30.
The Rock and Roll Drive-In in Cape Girardeau is welcoming the eclipse with a rock concert. The headliner, former Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright. The concert is an all-day event, but Wainwright and his band are playing during the moments of totality. Gates there open at 9 this morning.
And make sure you tune in for the Fox 2 Solar Eclipse Special. We've got coverage beginning at 1 this afternoon, and we also have all kinds of people along the path of totality to give you the coverage, and we'll share photos of the eclipse from across the country as it moves from the southwest all the way up into the northwest.